Welcome to the online ministry of La Jolla United Methodist Church, a congregation of faithful Christians right along the Southern California coast. Together, we seek to grow in our individual spirituality and in connected community with one another. All are invited to join in this vibrant faith community. For more information, visit our website at lajollaunitedmethodist.org. May you be enriched in the hearing of these words, and may you receive and enjoy God's blessing.
Dark over the deep sea, and God's wind swept over the waters. God said, "Let there be light." And so light appeared. God saw how good the light was. God separated the light from the darkness. God named the light day, and the darkness night. There was evening, and there was morning. Hear these words from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verse 14 through 11. Hear these words and understand. John the Baptist was in the wilderness, calling for his people to be baptized, to show that they were changing their hearts and lives, and wanted God to forgive their sins. Everyone in Judea and all the people of Jerusalem went out to the Jordan River and were being baptized by John, as they confessed their sins. John wore clothes made of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist. He ate locusts and wild honey. He announced, "One stronger than I is coming after me. I'm not even worthy to bend over and loosen the straps of his sandals. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." About that time, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee, and John baptized him in the Jordan River. While he was coming up out of the water, Jesus saw heaven splitting open, and the Spirit, like a dove, coming down upon him. And there was a voice from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I dearly love. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God."
Why be Christian? What does it mean to follow Jesus today? And how can we grow and share our faith? Join us for a new sermon series as we explore these questions and more. Each week, we'll look at a different aspect of being Christian centered in sacred texts. We'll see how God created, called, and transformed us, and how God invites us to join in sacred community and inspired mission. We'll discover that being Christian is more than following rules or stereotypes. It's about relationship with God and God's people. It's about facing challenges and rewards with faith and hope. Whether you're a longtime churchgoer or a skeptic, or somewhere in between, you are welcome here as we explore together.
Sometimes I begin with a confession, and today I do. Now, if you are a church liturgy nerd like I am, you know that yesterday, January 6th, every year, is the day of Epiphany. The day annually we celebrate the Magi, the wise person who's arriving, and being the first outsiders, non-Jewish, the first Gentiles to be made aware of the birth of the Messiah. Now, if you are a liturgy nerd like me, or perhaps run around in clergy circles like certainly I do, you know that your Christmas decorations better be done by the end of Epiphany. This is the first Sunday after Epiphany, and my Christmas tree in my life is still up. They're still up. And you see, I got distracted this weekend. The kids were at their mom's. Kimmy was up at another camp doing something, some programming for them. And so I had the house to myself. That's always a bad idea.
and I got distracted by that music project that I've been working on. And something that I've learned, I got all 6 tracks recorded, but I can always make them better. I can always improve them. I can always tweak a drum hit to make sure it hits a little bit truer to the beat. I can always tune a vocal a little bit better. Now, maybe you're someone who is a creator. The bumper video we just saw, I finished it this morning. But I can always find in that creative process something to tweak, something to make a little better. Maybe I can change a font or a color, change the volume of either the musical piece or the voiceover, maybe the transition. Maybe you create a different way. Maybe there was a note that could have been played differently on an organ or piano. Maybe there's a word that could have been pronounced differently in song. Maybe you're someone who sews, and maybe as you come to the end of a project, maybe there's that one stitch that you just can't seem to get wrong. Maybe you're someone who loves a particular recipe, and there's always a little tweak, and maybe you can make you can add a little bit more of this, or take a little bit of this out, and make that a little better. Maybe you're someone who regularly presents in front of others, whether that's a business setting or maybe a courtroom setting, and maybe you could tweak that message just a little bit better to communicate just a little more clearly. We're really good, I think, humanity. Maybe I'm projecting, but I think that we're really good at not letting things be complete. And I wonder if that's okay. You've heard the phrase sometimes, perfection is the enemy of good. Maybe we feel like perfect is better than good. We read about the creation story in Genesis today. We read about how when God began to create the heavens and the earth, I like, this is a common English Bible translation. I like that opening phrase. When God began to create the heavens and the earth, the earth was without shape or form. It was dark over the deep sea, and God's wind swept over the waters. God said, let there be light, and so light appeared. God saw how good the light was. God separated the light from the darkness. God named the light day and the darkness night. There was evening and there was morning, the first day. But was it complete? Yeah. In fact, friends, the light and the darkness weren't even complete. It's the next day. God said, let there be a dome in the middle of the waters to separate the waters from each other. God made the dome and separated the waters under the dome from the waters above. God named the dome sky. And that was the second day. Later on is when we get the sun and the moon. But the first day there was light and there was dark. And all by itself, it was incomplete, and it was good. For we who try to finish projects and get things done, whether they're creative things or more structured things or both, if we're like those people, like me, who can never quite bring it to perfection, maybe we can learn that incomplete can still be really good. When we think about the richness of all the texts that we identify as the Hebrew Bible or the Old Testament, there's so much there around to structure our lives. There is so much history and tradition and teaching. And I feel like it's not just history because it's timeless teaching that we can apply today. There's so much in our Hebrew Bibles, our Old Testament. It's so good. And yet we read, particularly particularly the prophets, particularly in Isaiah, that God continues to do a new thing. Isaiah 43. Behold, or look, depending on the translation. Look, I'm doing a new thing. Now it sprouts up. Don't you recognize it? I'm making a way in the desert, paths in the wilderness. I said, I'm continuing to do a new thing all the time. Isn't that the beauty of creation? Do we think that creation somehow stops? As our scientist friends continue to learn about evolution and see new species come about from time to time, isn't that God's ongoing act of creation? In my mind, creation isn't complete. It is ongoing. God's creativity continues. And what is it? It's good. Doing a new thing. And when God saw, this is how I sort of think about it theologically. When God saw that humanity had evolved, and that humanity needed a new thing, I said, I'm with you. I can respond. I see your need. And I will once again do a new thing. That persisted, an angel seen to separate, proclaiming the new thing that God was doing, and a new life and birth. And there was a man in the wilderness quoting the same section of Isaiah about God's in the world. The people that God was doing a new thing once again. And I think Jesus came to join for his beginning. About that time, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee, and John baptized him in the Jordan River. While he was coming up out of the water, Jesus saw heaven splitting open and the Spirit like a dove coming down on him, and there was a voice from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I dearly love, and you are my happiness." And you know how I parallel that phrase? Jesus comes out of the water, and the voice from the heaven says, "You are my Son, and you are good." You know, we're reading from the Gospel of Mark, and you know how the Gospel of Mark begins, chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning of the good news about Jesus Christ, how it's saved. I've read this as it was written about the prophecy of Isaiah, and sending my messenger to prepare your way. In the beginning. Beginnings are the 90s rock band Seismonic. They say every new beginning is some other beginning. There's constant newness and constant beginning. I think it's worth celebrating. Indeed, I think it's good. I suspect. That each one of us in this room and each one of us going online has a beginning of our faith journey. But I wonder if you might be somewhat like me. I remember the beginning of my faith journey. I also know I let it fall away. And I had to start again. And I let that fall away, and I had to start again. And I let that fall away, and I had to start again. New beginning, new beginning, a new choice, a new motivation, a new inspiration, a new response. That's good. I wonder if you've experienced that too. Maybe it's a daily choice. Maybe it's further apart from you. begin this time. But why be Christian? Let us recognize that the beginnings are all right. We can experience the beginnings anew ourselves over and over and over again, and they are good. And we can be that inspiration, that invitation for someone else to speak of. Indeed, I think that's a question. Indeed. Do we recognize our inspiration? May we be